Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Conservation Week is here once again. Well, actually, it's just coming to an end. So if you've been feeling especially concerned about our native flora and fauna this week, that'll be why. From planting trees to cleaning up the coastline, there have been a range of activities encouraging Kiwis to get out and enjoy our great outdoors. Amy Cameron from the Department of Conservation joins us now. Well, Amy, it is the end of Conservation Week, but every week should be Conservation Week, really, shouldn't it?
That's right. I mean, really, every year during Conservation Week, what we're doing is kind of encouraging New Zealanders to get out and enjoy our fantastic natural environment, and that can continue for the rest of the year. This is kind of an introduction for anyone who's not involved and a reminder for everyone who is constantly involved in it.
It hasn't been a great week. It's been rainy, as it's been rainy for the last couple of months. Do you maybe think Conservation Week should be later in the year when it's a bit sunnier, where people actually want to get outside? Well, I can't even mow my lawn at the moment, let alone go and save kakapo.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about this time of year is it's really tree planting season at the moment. So one of the activities that people really enjoy is getting out and planting trees. So we need to do it at this time of year.
Is that because that's how you get to have a chance to really have an impact on the landscape almost permanently?
It's one of the most popular things, definitely, and people can go back and see that tree that they planted when they were five or six, so people love to do that. But there's lots of other things as well, beach cleanups and guided walks. It's not just about kind of actually getting out there and planting a tree, but just actually enjoying the natural environment as well.
Do you think sometimes we forget to enjoy the natural environment?
Yeah, I mean, here in Auckland, we've got the Haraka Gulf Marine Park just right there, right on our doorstep. And it's so easy to get out to Rangitoto and Motutapu and experience those fantastic islands. And, yeah, we should all do it more often.
Do you have a boat?
No.
Does Doc have a boat that you're allowed to use?
Doc has a number of boats, yes. Yeah. And so the rangers use those to get around the islands.
Because that is the problem. I noticed I've recently had acquired friends with boats, which is a good thing if you live in Auckland. And it makes such a difference to actually, I mean, yes, you can get the ferry out or you can kayak out to these places, but actually being able to, you know, zip around these islands and explore them is amazing.
A lot of people do as well. I mean, there's lots of people love to go out to Motutapu with their boats and Rangitoto, and yeah, it is fantastic. But especially during the summer, there are a lot of ferries that go to Rangitoto and Motutapu.
They put on special summer ferries, don't they, for those sort of places?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They're more frequent.
So how do you reach people for Conservation Week to get them out to all these events that are part of it? You know, do you go to community groups? Is it individuals?
Yeah, we work a lot with community groups. We have a website, conservationweek.org.nz, so we list all the events on that. And we try as much as possible to get the events into local media as well, so people know that they're happening.
Has Doc sort of joined the Twitter, Facebook revolution?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have Sirocco the Kakapo has a Facebook page and a Twitter feed. And it's been...
He keeps rejecting my friend request.
That's no good.
And has it been, with things like Conservation Week, you know, have you found that Twitter has been a good opportunity to get people out?
It is good. And Sirocco, with his regular tweets, really kind of keeps the younger generation up with what's happening. And, yeah, he makes definitely more regular tweets during Conservation Week.
Is Conservation Week also a time, I mean, to highlight some of the areas that, I mean, is it unrelentingly positive, or is it a good opportunity to also look at some of the areas we're not doing so well in, you know, our waterways, our pest control, that sort of stuff?
Sure, yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, it's really about heightening awareness of conservation, and while we definitely want people to get out there and get involved, anything that they can do to help where perhaps, you know, some of our species aren't doing so well, then that's great too.
Well, what are the big conservation risks that we face at the moment? Obviously, we hear a lot about dirty dairying and waterways. Is that the big one?
Well, the big one actually really is pests and predators. I mean, they're the ones that are getting out there. I mean, basically 9 out of 10 of our kiwi don't make it past one. So that's a really, really big threat for us. That's probably our number one.
It seems such a shame when you spend all this time breeding them. We saw actually on the news this week that there was a kiwi born in the aftermath of the Canterbury quake. There was a whole lot of eggs there, and they were a bit concerned that they'd been shaken up. But no, they were all good.
They were all right, thank goodness.
Yeah, they were all good. You spend all this time, you know, hatching them, raising them and so forth, and you put them out in the wild and they get run over or attacked by a cat in the next kind of day. Is that a flaw in the plan?
Well, mainly those sorts of... Kiwi will be going back into sanctuaries. So we in Auckland, they have been going to the Motuara Island Kiwi Sanctuary, and they stay there until they're one. And that's when they're basically big enough to fight off most predators. And so then from there, yes, they will go they will go back out into the wild. But up in Northland, we actually are really successful up there. There's lots of traps, lots of community groups kind of trap their land as well. So, yeah, if they're going back out there, then they've got a pretty good chance. It's in the wild, way out in the middle of nowhere, where it's the 9 out of 10 that aren't making it to 1.
How big is the pest and predator problem in urban Auckland? I asked this because last summer we had a possum, and by the time I'd gotten up the nerve to get a trap and kill it, it had eaten all our figs and disappeared.
That's the real tragedy, Russell, isn't it? That you had no figs there.
No figs, that was actually tragic. Is that a big problem in Auckland?
Well, around Auckland, our native species are mainly, the really protected ones are out on the islands. So they're very well looked after now that we've got Rangitoto and Motutapu on their way to becoming pest-free as well. That's another massive sanctuary for them. But certainly other species out in your back garden are vulnerable to cats.
Mm. Yeah, but on the other hand, though, I'm interested that when we first moved into our house in Point Chev, we never saw a tui. We see them increasingly now, and I saw 3 at once this week. Mm-hmm. What's happened there?
Well, we're hoping that by getting more and more pest-free islands, especially Rangitoto and Motutapu, that's going to actually increase the pest-free amount of land in New Zealand by 15%. It's huge. So the birds will be able to kind of hop between the islands and hopefully make it over to the mainland as well. So we have actually seen native birds come back to Rangitoto and Motutapu since we've begun the restoration program there. So we've had kākāriki come back and they're breeding there now, and pātiki have made their own way back, and bellbirds as well. So it's not
bellbirds were released on Waiheke recently, weren't they? Is that right?
Yeah, they actually got to Motutapu before that happened. Great. As well. So with all the with all those sanctuaries out there in the Gulf, then yeah, definitely they're going to be.
And we've actually seen that in Wellington with the Karori Bird Sanctuary. It's just transformed bird life in Wellington.
Yeah, that's right, and we really hope it'll happen here as well.
What's the end game? when do we go? Go, we've got enough birds now, we can stop.
Well, it's going to be an ongoing effort, really. I mean, I suppose Rangitoto and Motutapu are kind of the last main pest-free islands in the Hauraki Gulf, so that's kind of the last part of that little puzzle. So we'll be building on that.
Are people more aware these days? Because do you think there's more appreciation for our bird life, for example, than there has been in the past?
I think there probably is. Yeah, I think people are getting more interested in the environment, I think. And, in the recession, people are getting interested in gardening and things. And I think, I don't know, it all seems to be part of that same kind of get back to nature movement.
We hear a lot about our fauna, because obviously, you know, people love seeing the birds and whatnot. But what about our flora? Is that threatened at all?
Well, one of the big issues around here is kauri dieback, of course. So, that's definitely a big threat, and we've been working with other agencies to try and learn more about that and control it.
Well, now that Conservation Week is done for another year, what do you go back to? What's your daily work?
For me or for Doc?
Well, for you and Doc.
Yeah, well, I work a lot in the media, so I'm really trying to get the conservation story out there, so I do that all year round. And Doc will be getting back to their projects out on the islands in Auckland, where most of our land is out on the islands, so we'll be focusing our efforts out there.
Well, we're all about news you can use. One piece of thing you can take away, someone can take away?
Well, there is still one event tomorrow that people can go along to.
On Monday?
Yes, on Monday night, Monday the 20th of September. It's going to be at the Rialto at 8:30, and it's a film, The Unnatural History of the Kākāpō. And, that's to help celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Kākāpō Recovery Program. So some of the funds from that will go along to help that program.
So if you're in Auckland, the Rialto Cinema, 8:30 tomorrow night.
Monday night, that's
wonderful.
Right.
Thank you very much. That's Doc's Amy Cameron. If you'd like more information on Conservation Week, conservationweek.org.nz. Coming up after the break, Naked and Famous.